Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. There is a tendency to look at our inadequacy in light of moving ahead with life. We seem to be inadequate at almost everything nowadays. When did we become such defeatists? The Word of God says in John chapter 15, verses 12 to 13, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Some may say, "I can already take care of myself. How can I care for someone else?" Another may attempt to take care of others so that they wouldn't have to look at themselves. And others still run away and hide and don't even try. Many questions rise to mind for contemplation. Am I my brother's keeper, and how far does that road take me? Where do I draw the line? What did Jesus really mean in that verse? Just how many opportunities does one have to lay down his life for someone else? Yes, I've heard it explained that I am to be Christ-like and that I am to love as Christ loves, but frankly, I'm totally incapable of loving as Christ loves. I have no clue as to what that is. If I were to examine myself, I recognize that I fall short, even by my own yardstick in comparison to others, let alone Christ. Bearing my soul here, I have to admit that many times I just want to be left alone and not even be bothered. You may say, "But Buffy, you're the most giving, considerate, whatever, fill in the blank, I've ever known." I recently heard an old warrior say, "As I get older, I get crabbier." I can relate. I wonder if all along I have just tried to please everyone, including God, and now that I'm older, I have come to realize that here I am, just me, and frankly, I don't have to chase the merry-go-round. I can actually ride it, inadequacies and all. What a concept. I guess the gray hairs have finally said, "I'm done playing around." Have you ever chased God? Run here and there looking for him in a church, in others. Boy, what a disappointment that was, huh? No one seems to measure up to your ideal of God in them. They are inadequate. Why is it that we measure others and their walk with the Lord with what we perceive it should be? Frankly, our perception is flawed. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:12, "For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known." So what that basically says is that, you know, I am only seeing part of the picture here. And I only know part of the information. But then, and that is on the other side, then I shall know as God sees me, as I am known. It seems that we are all so self-absorbed. You worry about the ministry that God has for you and how you can't possibly fulfill it because you just can't do this. And then you proceed to list all of your shortcomings. Don't even worry about it. You are so self-absorbed that he can't use you for anything he desires anyway. You are so self-conscious that you can't hear the truth of the matter, which is he's the one that does it, not you. When he uses you, it is because of who he is, not who you are. I have some old news for you. You will always be inadequate. You will always be unworthy for what he calls you to do. It is never your unworthiness or your inadequacies that cause him to use you. It will always be because of who he is, not who you are. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 says, "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God." When Moses complained about how inadequate he was, God's anger rose against Moses. Now, here is a bush that is burning, yet is not consumed, which means it's not burned up. A terrifying voice comes out of the bush and calls out to Moses, Moses, talks to him and reveals that he is the one chosen by God, the great I am, to set God's people free. Think about this for a minute. Moses says, "I can't do that." Okay, I think that the idea here was to look at the bush. Did you start the fire? You are talking to a burning bush that doesn't burn up. This is not an ordinary occurrence here. So if God can do that, how's he going to do the Exodus thing? Let's go for a ride. I'm sure he wishes we all had that attitude. When we look at ourselves, we will not be able to hear him speak, let alone be able to speak for him. Therefore, we turn from the truth that is in him and wallow in the deception that is in our fallen nature. The time for self-absorption is over. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 5 through 10 say, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Wow, amazing, huh? Let's continue. "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. It is imperative that we die to ourselves, that we look to him and stop our self-absorption if we are to serve him, if we are to be used by him, if we are to live our life in him and he in us. So I ask you, how many times must we forgive? Until he stops. How long must we love? Until he stops. How long must I keep my brother? Until he stops." Learn to abide in him, in his presence, without looking at yourself. Look at him and marvel at his beauty, his works, life, and the wonder of it all. Sometimes we're sitting in the presence of God and we're trying to pray, and we've got a whole grocery list or a to-do list, or we think about something else. We must learn to be in awe at his love and how he chooses to reveal it to others through us. Yes, you too can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you, for nothing is impossible with God. So next time you find yourself wallowing in self-pity and totally self-absorbed, knock it off. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5 says that we are to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 says, "But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." So, you know, you can fail today, get up, keep going. You're being changed into the image of Christ from glory to glory, level to level, level of faith to level of faith, experience to experience. You know, you are being changed. Do not wallow in self-pity and do not wallow in self-absorption. Remember, it's because of who he is, not who you are. Why don't you allow him to take you where you would never go on your own? It's an exciting life. Live it. Trust him to keep you, provide for you, and be the conductor of your destiny. You know, he would never take you where he couldn't keep you, and he would never lead you where he couldn't steer you. God bless you, and I'll see you on the other side. Woohoo! What a ride! Well, you know, I never like to close my program without allowing you, who may not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, to have the opportunity to ask him to come into your heart. So won't you join me today? If you do not know Jesus, now is the time. Pray the simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner in need of forgiveness. You died on a cross to take my punishment for my sins. You rose to give me eternal life. Come into my heart and be my God, my Lord and Savior. Cleanse me and make me whole. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have prayed that prayer with me, write me via email, buffy@swordradio.com, or write me at P.O. Box 1695, that's P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, and allow me to send you a new believer's packet absolutely free. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com to listen to more teachings and helps. God bless you, and until next time.